The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com. The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, putting any potential progress on trade talks between the EU and the US in serious question. The decision came down last week, and its ramifications are still coming to light days later. Once the UK officially leaves, the 28-country bloc will be down to 27. That process is expected to take 2 to 3 years. This could change the tone of negotiations over the transatlantic trade and investment partnership between the US and the EU. Trade advisor Paul Drazik with DTB Associates in Washington says he thinks this will hamper any efforts to finish up TTIP negotiations.
It's going to be a confusing period, and I cannot imagine that in the short term there's going to be a U.S.-EU free trade agreement. The TTIP, I think, probably is going to be put on hold. I may be wrong, but it's hard for me to imagine with all the uproar and focus being given to what's going to happen with the U.K. leaving that the Europeans will have time.
In fact, Drazik says Britain was one-sixth of the EU's economic output, so the agreement is no longer as valuable as it once was.
The opportunities for us in a negotiation with the EU are diminished, the opportunities to sell more to the UK. So everything is up in the air, and like I said, I have trouble imagining that the TTIP negotiations will move along at any pace whatsoever for the time being.
But the changes won't just hit U.S. and EU trade policy. Drazik says the U.K. will have to adjust to a new trading environment.
If they think that they can now freely produce how they want without any impact and then sell their products in the continent, they're wrong.
Should other countries like France and Norway decide to leave, that could only mean a weaker European Union and less value as a trading partner, Drazik says. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.